If it's 51, then it's been a long fucking week.
Hey, I think it started.
Because we did episode 50 on Valentine's Day. Welcome, everybody, to the LifeCast, episode number 50, 51,
yeah, episode 52, 53, Valentine's
54,
Day.
Or 55. Yep.
You know one of those.
It's one of those.
It's 54, probably.
I don't know. It's a number.
I lose track of them now that I'm not on them.
We are on episode 54. You got it right on the, you know.
I can math. Yeah. There are 4 weeks between each month.
Oh, shit. can I do introductions?
Do you want it? Yeah, I was going to do them, but you can do them.
Yeah! Okay, so we have, obviously, first off, me, the greatest person in the world. And then we have Adam, fluffy hair, buddy, huggable bear, little, like, he's like a teddy bear. I love to hug him.
Thank you. Didn't smells... say your name.
Oh, yeah, no one knows who you are.
People
know who we are. No one knows who you are.
Wait, I didn't say my name or your name?
No, you said me.
Yeah, you said me.
Oh.
We have me, the best person of all, even though no one knows who you
Nobody
are.
Nobody knows who the fuck you are.
I'm Kale, the greatest person ever. Well, then again, if I'm that great, everyone knows my name already. So yeah, there's that. Okay, I'm
world renowned.
Yeah, there we go, see?
Sure.
And then there's Adam, like I said, teddy bear, he's so huggable and he smells fucking great. No swearing, sorry. But like,
That's the one thing we said you can do.
All the other things
are a big no. Swearing is the only yes.
I swear. So ladies out there, if there's...
I don't know where you're going with this, but...
And then there's...
You do the introductions now.
Finish it. You can
okay, okay.
Look at those peaks.
And then there's Pat, who's also equally...
Wait, what was your previous statement?
Huh? What my previous statement was actually, like, ladies out there, if there's anyone you want to cuddle with that's like a teddy bear and that's great, you know, S-word with, it's definitely Adam right here. Yeah, in the bed, and, you know, okay,
You'll say fucking,
yeah,
but not sex.
Oh, we can say fucking? Oh,
we just went over this.
Okay, and then there's Pat, who is also great to cuddle with, ladies, if you're also...
No, banana's good.
Yeah, well, he's a casual, so it's okay. So, like, you need a hug, yeah, hug. That's the thing, he's so great to hug. Oh, wait, huh?
I said Pat doesn't reciprocate. If you hug Pat, he'll just kind of stand there and take it.
Yeah, which is great.
No, that's a bad thing.
Oh, no, yeah, that's a bad thing. That means he's just a statue.
Yeah, that means he's just a fucking statue.
Cold statue. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, Pat's
Pat,
patting
the
me on the
statue.
Head. And then there's Sydney, my dabbing buddy. Dab. I'm dabbing right now.
Fucking dab.
But dabbing is the key to greatness.
No, it isn't.
People
fuck you.
Out there. Yeah.
Fuck you.
This is my chance to screw over the LifeCast. Okay, no, guys, dabbing is the key to success in life, guys.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Man, what a great place to end it.
Wow, what a great place to end it.
Yeah, wait, how long was that? Was that 2 minutes?
That's been 3 minutes.
Hey, you know what? That's actually a really quick 3 minutes. All right.
No, we got farther than I thought we would.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Kale, since you like doing introductions so much, why don't you introduce what we're talking about today?
Damn it. Oh, okay. Today, we're...
I swear if you say dabbing.
Today, we're talking about Eduardo's sexy abs and also how he'd be a great sexual partner.
Adam, what are we talking about today?
Okay. Yeah, we all went back this weekend.
Oh, right. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, some of us, it was our fifth time going, and some of us, it was your first time going.
Yeah.
So... I've been doing this for a long time. What was it like for your first time? Have you ever been to a video game convention like before this at all, or is this it?
Oh, it was like heaven, but it was like overcrowded heaven. There were people who were going crazy. There were people literally going crazy, and then there was people who were just crazy.
You know, actually, that's a fair representation of it. This year it was absurdly busy, more so than every other year ever been there.
Yeah,
like to the point where it made me not want to do anything.
We were discussing this. Like, it seemed like they weren't checking badges.
Yeah, they weren't checking badges this year.
Especially Saturday.
Yeah, especially
which
Saturday.
Which is always the busiest day.
And Friday. Also Friday. They were checking Friday badges. There was a few times where when we were with Andres that day, Andres would just point people out to me, and they're like, they don't have a lanyard on or a badge or anything. And I'm like, huh, you know what? That's it. What did you just find?
My phone started freaking the fuck out.
It
started getting every notification at once.
Is there a magnet nearby?
Yes. No, I left that at home.
Oh. Guess who just got hacked?
That's probably a good thing.
Oh, you dabbed
again. No, it's not a hack.
He dabbed again.
Yeah.
He dabbed again.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, no. So what are things you played at PAX, everybody? What are things that, like, maybe stood out? What are...
Perception. Oh,
stood out? Oh, okay, for those... Okay, can we talk about the new release of Nier Automata?
Yeah, I haven't played it yet, but yeah, we can talk about Nier. What about it?
Because, like, Nier Automata, you guys all the... We talked about this earlier. Like, you know, the, like, cosplay of 2B. Mm-hmm. Did you see that girl's ass? Like, that was... That was nice.
That is not a topic of conversation. Yeah, she was a great cosplayer.
Okay.
What the fuck does that have to do with the release of Nier? Can we talk about Nier's release? And then you said, did you see 2B's cosplayer's ass?
Nier Automata is a great game, guys. What do you guys think about it?
Eduardo, I didn't play it yet.
Eduardo and I got a chance to try it out. I'm not sure about you guys, but it combined a really well combination of arcade, classic arcade base ethics, as well as new modern graphics, which overall makes it a fantastic game. It's honestly its greatest appeal, other than other stuff, if you know what I mean. But yeah, sorry, go on.
All right, we'll let everyone else play.
Perception.
Okay. We talked about that a bunch on this podcast.
Did you?
Well, Kennedy has. We talked about it like back in like August. So let's refresh everybody's mind. Perception is the game, the first person
horror
adventure horror. Not maybe like I hate using the word walking simulator, but it is a first person story based game, in which you play a character that's blind. And it's being developed by Deep End Studios, which is the studio that was created when fucking 2K Boston shut down. Mm-hmm. Some people came together and they made a studio.
One of the developers from BioShock, I believe.
Yes, that would be ex-2K Boston people. Yes. Irrational Games.
I don't know devs.
Is it technically a point-and-click adventure since you have to click on the screen?
You don't have to click on the screen.
You can, though. How you get your cane to work.
No, yeah, spacebar.
I used the button on the mouse.
Okay.
I was using the spacebar.
Wait, use the button on the mouse?
Yeah.
You were using the controller.
You still click it.
Yeah,
It's a click.
Whatever.
Let me be funny. I'm tired.
All right. A first person... adventure, horror, point and click adventure, any other genres we want to add to this? Shooter.
Superhero?
Puzzler.
You get
shooter?
Roguelike. What else do we want to add to this?
It could be a shooter, you're throwing bottles from
So this is the game where you play as a character whose name escapes me currently.
Oh, there
Callie or Cassie.
Callie, Cassie, something.
I think it's like Callie.
I forget. And you're blind, and the way you navigate through this world is through echolocation, and you have a cane, and you tap the ground, and little sound waves come up, and you get to see the area around you. And there's some story elements to it, but I was more so focusing on the environment and the atmosphere, because this is probably something I'll play regardless when it comes out.
Yes.
But, yeah, that's, yeah, now what do you guys think about it?
I from the half hour I played, getting
an
lost.
Exact half hour.
Yeah, well, you know what I meant. Fuck you.
sorry.
I can see exactly where you left on this timeline. The environment and the music and everything just felt great, and
Danny Pat.
I think
it was.
Overall, getting to play as Daredevil was pretty great because you could use echolocation and
yeah,
fire.
You're Daredevil that has no skill in karate or.
Hey, we don't know that yet.
You haven't gotten to that part.
Yeah,
of
we
the
haven't
game.
Gotten to you know the sweet combat which he gets a rocket launcher. We haven't gotten to that part yet.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking. Oh, imagine like you shoot a rocket launcher and the echolocation goes fucking insane. There's just an explosion happening. But yeah, I think we all feel pretty highly about this game.
It was.
Especially considering this has been a long time coming, because Kennedy had played this back in August.
Yeah.
And she has been talking about it since August, like, pretty frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. there are a lot of things that where you could look at this game and be like, wow, there's a lot of bias that we have against it. Like, we know somebody who works on it and yeah. stuff like that. We, Kennedy has been talking about it for months. So, like, even just that alone, that it's really good. There's been a lot of things going against this. But, yeah, I really, really, really dig it. I think its sound design is absolutely incredible.
So good. The sound design was really atmospheric yeah. for, like, yeah. how it is.
Yeah, like, when you tap your cane, it will, like, it'll make a sound, obviously.
Yep. Yeah, and depending on where you tap it as well.
Yeah, yep. depending on where you tap it. Like, say if you tap it on, like, tile or something, it'll make, like, a different sound. And like, the way those sounds echo, and, like, say if you tap it on, like, metal, it's like, it's really good. In a game that is... like, you travel based on your sound, they yeah. really kind of nailed the feeling of the sound being your only way of actually accomplishing things.
Mm-hmm.
The sound at times was also, like, slightly louder, which I imagine, like, when you're deprived of your yeah. sight, all your other senses increase.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, there was a moment where I walked behind a bar by accident and just kept dropping glasses, and it was, like, the most painful 6 seconds of my life.
yeah.
So it was just the sound of shattering glass.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there was a certain point where, like, it was a very loud and harsh demo.
Yep.
Where I'm like, maybe I should turn the volume down a little
yep.
bit. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep it like this. And mm-hmm. I did, and I actually think that was probably
when I first better. Sat at the demo, mine was, like, at half. And I maxed that shit out.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I can't hear shit.
I couldn't yeah. find the volume. I just left mine as is.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, no shit talking or no, like, being funny. Like, it honestly is a great game overall, and it's honestly, like, for $20, whoever's listening to this, please get the game. It's just such a brilliant
Don't get
game
it yet, though, because it's not out yet.
Yeah, it's not out yet. I'm pretty sure it's not even finished.
Yes, it's not finished.
But overall, it's a fantastic game. The idea for it is unique. It hasn't been done before. Not that I know of. Do you guys know a game that's been like it, that's been done before? Because I feel like it's
where you play as a blind person?
Yeah.
There was another game at PAX called Blind. Oh. I did not play it.
I'm sure there are more games that have done things like that, but since you're putting
not
me
as
on
well.
The, since you're putting me on the spot, I can't think of any.
Sorry. Yeah. I played a game a few months back called Beyond Eyes, and in it, you're like an 8-year-old girl or something who... she became blind due to an accident, and basically you play her just like adventuring through her garden, and you rely entirely on like sound to explore the world around you, and as you walk forward more of the world opens up.
Oh, that's cool.
But the whole thing is that the sounds that you hear, you think that they're something else and then turn into what they actually are.
That's
so like there's a whole section where, like, you have to avoid a dog because you're scared of the dog, but then if you, like, get closer to the dog is very friendly and it licks your hand.
Okay. So I went to look up games that feature blind protagonists and feature it around that, and there are two games.
Perception.
And there are two games in this article, and there are Perception and Beyond Eyes. I think we're batting 100 here. So. Or 1,000. Batting 1,000. Batting 100, you'd be fucking terrible. Don't bat 100. Bat 1,000.
We're geniuses.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. I don't really... if they're blind characters, but I don't know if there are any other games that are really... where that was their main focus.
Yeah.
I liked Beyond Eyes. It wasn't, like, too great, mostly because it was very, very short, and the ending made me really sad.
Aww.
But it was a creative take on the game. I took a screenshot at one point where you can just sit on a swing, and that's all that happens. You can't see anything else around you except for the swing, and I was just like, man, this is really fucking cool. I wish the game were better.
Could we, could we talk about, I'm just wondering what your opinions are on the three longest lines in PAX, because in my opinion it was Blizzard, because everyone was wanting Overwatch goodies, Nintendo, because everyone wanted to try the new Switch games. I can't think of a third one, but if I want to hear your
third
opinions,
lines.
You guys.
Mass Effect.
But Mass Effect, it seems to be like, they just kind of kept capping it when it was
yeah.
short.
Yeah.
So I don't really know if that was like the line was a struggle or getting into the line to begin
Coat
with
check.
Was a struggle.
Coat check.
Honestly, Coat check.
Coat check was pretty long towards the end of the weekend.
Was it longer than Back check?
Same thing.
Oh, same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
They do code and backpack. That's why it was so long.
Don't bring Baxter packs. But...
Or do bring Baxter packs if you'd like.
Yeah. Oh,
yay. I'm trying to think, like, what else had a really long line.
We didn't wait in that many lines this year, though.
No, because...
Because they were too long.
Exactly. Because they were all capped, like...
That, too.
There wasn't that much we wanted to see.
Overall, PAX was kind of lame this year.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
Like, the things that were on the show... Like, PAX is turning into this weird thing where if you look at the main expo hall, the amount of big AAA developers that are there are shrinking, and the amount of...
Indie?
Graphics card companies or fucking Intel or... Twitch got bigger again.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Or Blizzard showed up with a fucking store.
Yeah.
Or
the same shit you can buy on the
online
site.
Yeah. Like it's turning into more of like a community event rather than like hey, you get to try all these cool games out early.
Yeah.
And like the amount of games that are there that are already in early access on Steam or have been out for a long time has been like greater than like ever before.
Yeah. Like just walking through the indie section, I was like, that's on Steam. I played that game. That's coming out in a month. That's been out for a month.
Yeah.
And like even the AAA titles, like I was trying to figure it out. I think everything in the Square Enix booth was out already.
Yeah. Seth, I think we went over, I think like 2 or 3 of the Square Enix games weren't out.
They had the Final Fantasy XII remake, which was not out.
Yeah.
And they had the...
The Gladiolus episode.
Yeah, the Final Fantasy Gladiola.
You guys just Oh, no, go on.
The cool thing about the different tech companies like Newegg, Intel, MSI, companies being there is just the... cool ass custom PCs they build.
Yeah, but like,
but that's just showing
that's it.
Them
but
that's
what is it. That? What does that add to PAX?
I don't
at a
absolutely
certain point.
Nothing.
Yeah,
like
people look at it for like 2 seconds, maybe 2 minutes if they're really into it.
Yeah,
but, and then walk away.
Yeah, you guys just accurately described all the big problems of PAX. There were way too many indie games. No offense to them. There were just way too many, and then like all the stuff.
I didn't really say there were too many indie games.
Yeah,
what happened with the indie games is that there weren't enough AAA titles for people to like go to them.
Yeah.
So the indie group was overcrowded always.
Yeah, because it was. Did you do Switch? No, did you do Mass Effect? No. All right. Well, I'm gonna go to the indie games. If you already did both of those, or like didn't want to do both of those, then there was honestly nothing on the show floor for you.
There was Lawbreakers, but you get a code in the goodie bag,
which starts on Thursday. Yep. So
there was nothing really special. 99% of the stuff I could find there, I could buy it or find it online.
Yeah,
which
that's
really sad.
That's also the unfortunate thing.
I'm sorry, guys. I have to say, I was honestly quite disappointed. That's just my honest.
Yeah, you picked a bad year to start to go to PAX.
Yeah.
But that's not your fault. That's obviously not your fault at all.
Last year was my first year, and I remember everybody was saying, "Oh, you picked a great year." And I was like, I kept comparing this weekend to last year, and I was like, "Man, that was such a good year." And this
year
was
kind
of shitty.
Man, is this a bad time for you to tell me about like last year's PAX because we're recording right now, or we can do it later?
Can compare and contrast.
I'm just so curious. Like, yet last year sounds so great.
I just had a better experience with PAX in general because what happened this year is like what Pat and Adam were saying with Saturday. It was so congested. Like
we couldn't even walk the floor this year.
Lots of people just left because there were too many people just on the floor. I just walked around and was like, I don't want to wait in line because I'm literally, like, in the way of everything.
If I remember correctly, we spent most of Saturday at the Twitch Lounge.
Yeah. Just because there was nothing to fucking go do. Also, shout out to Twitch.
That Twitch Lounge was fucking amazing.
Twitch, you continue impress me every year. Every day, every moment of my life, you become better.
I was trying to do the math in my head, like guessing that water is about like probably $2 or $2.50 at the venue.
Yeah.
How many bottles of water did we take?
I took about 4 or 5 a day.
Yeah. Aquafina is also a bit more expensive than...
But I'm just saying like con water in general.
Yeah. And also it's con.
Everything is overpriced.
So maybe around $3 or $4.
Yeah.
But Twitch, you're a sexy girl, and I would go to bed with you.
Twitch is a website.
Oh.
It is genderless.
Yeah, it's still sexy, and I would go to bed with
you. So, like, $3 times, like, 15 times 3 people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of free water.
Yeah, it is.
We paid for our Amazon Prime subscription in free water.
Yeah, basically.
Did you get $50 worth of water?
Probably.
Then.
Very easily.
So if you're listening, isn't you like bummed that you didn't go to PAX this year?
Don't be.
Most of the weekend, I was actually considering, like, man, I could be playing Zelda right now.
I was thinking that too. Yeah. Oh my god! Like, I was thinking, why can't I be back home, like, doing other shit rather than just walking around and thinking what to do? Like, there's nothing to do here. Oh, sorry, yeah. I'll stop going.
Yeah, no, that's that.
No, just keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
Jesus Christ, just be happy you didn't go to PAX. Like, if you spent it in your bed, like, hopefully with another girl, then, like, that's honestly way better than going to PAX. Trust me, you guys.
How come literally we have asked you to say multiple things now, and every time you have said something, it has ended in some sexual relation with something.
Yeah.
I'm really T-word right now, so I'm really T-word.
You're really T-word?
T-word?
I'll tell you guys later. But anyway.
Titillated. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so sorry that PAX was honestly disappointing. Go on, sorry.
No, I definitely thought it was disappointing. For one thing, they didn't have three-day passes. So you had to buy all 3 days if you wanted to go.
Which was about $150.
Which was more expensive than it would have been getting 3 days. But what that was for me is that last year, I wanted to get 3 days, but these had sold out. So I got Friday and Saturday thinking, like, oh, fuck it, Sunday's probably not going to be that great. I bought a Saturday pass the day before from one of Kennedy's friends just so that I could go to PAXomania. And I was going to get a Sunday pass this year for that same reason. But they do the panels, like, probably 2-3 weeks before PAX.
Yeah.
So you don't know what days you're buying.
Yeah, you can't plan.
Really.
You just have to
wing it.
Panic moment by them all.
Like, yeah. I probably wouldn't have gone to Sunday. Had I known that that was the case. And that there were so few panels this year that I was interested in.
I only went to 2 panels.
I went to 1.
I went to 3. Oh, but not that's not a competition. But sorry, I was wondering, did you guys try the XP thing where you could win free stuff?
I've never done that. But
I never did it either.
Go ahead.
Whenever I was with Jake and Jake scanned something, I would also scan it, but I didn't do anything with it. Like, I would just go up and scan it and be like, alright, I scanned it.
I'm gonna tell you a story because one of my friends on Facebook actually did this. Okay. She went to all the scan things, mm-hmm. every single one of them, and you have to do them in a certain order. Mm-hmm. You know what she got?
What?
A PAX carbiner.
What?
The D-clips.
Oh,
carabiner.
Well,
and she got entered into a raffle.
Did she win?
No. But that's what you get for going all over PAX.
She got a PAX one. She got a PAX labeled one of these.
I would have killed someone.
Yep.
Just for going all over PAX and skit.
PAX, you're a disappointment. I'm sorry, but you're a disappointment this year. I don't know what happened, but I haven't even been to the last one, and I can tell.
It's all about PAX 2013. That was, like, the best PAX ever.
Even just, like, the atmosphere felt different this year. Like, last year, I remember Deanna interviewed me afterwards for a project of hers, and I was just, like, the energy just, like, was addicting to me.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was happy, everyone was into it.
This year,
it felt very corporate.
Yeah, it was very corporate. And everyone had, like, a fucking motive this year. Yeah. Like, it wasn't, like, people hanging out for fun. It was more of, like, hey, fucking do this.
Yeah.
But what are you doing? Are you in line yet? No, all right, well, you're not going to be able to do that all day. Okay, bye.
Like,
very stressful.
The enforcers this year were just, like, it's too much sometimes. And, like, I know it's part of their job being enforcers.
Yeah.
They're enforcing. But it's like, this year especially, it was like, are you in line for this? Then get out of the way.
Yeah. Oh, shit, for real?
Basically. Yeah. Yes. Oh, they did not outwardly say that, but their attitude and body language was not positive.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this relates, but like, I got kicked out for like bringing a real bow there. Well, so
that doesn't really. We told you not to.
We told you not to.
That's also not them being dicks. That's them protecting people.
Wait, did you bring a real arrow, or did you just bring the bow?
I brought the arrows, but
did you take the tip off?
I took off all the tips at least, so at least there's that. But like, also speaking of illegal things, I'll try to censor this as much as possible. So okay. I managed to
Do I have to mute you?
We
can edit this out if need be.
Can we edit it just in case? Okay, sorry. So I kind of remote controlled a computer, and then like,
Kale, shut the fuck up.
Okay. Anyway, so how is
we edited that out?
Yeah. So, did you guys buy anything?
Fucking shirts.
Shirts and dye.
And dye, yeah.
And dyes.
How about you? Oh,
chest. I don't know why I said it like that.
You didn't even buy that much, comparatively speaking. Y'all bought a fucking dice tower.
Oh my god. She spent, what was it, $190?
Oh, no, no. 120, sorry, go on.
Oh, you got one too?
Oh, no.
No, but did you get everything she got?
Oh, all I got was the scroll thing that could, like, had dice in it, and I was like, this is a waste, so I ended up giving it away as a gift. So...
The fuck?
I swear to God, that's why I was like, why did I even bother? Because, like, oh, I also bought the dice ring. Do you guys know about the dice ring? Like,
no.
Rings that could be used as dice. I'll show you guys later.
Okay, yeah.
I think you described it, and I saw it on a mannequin or something.
No, but Deanna spent, like, $190 at that place.
Oh, I spent 120, but, oh, 190?
Yeah, she got the tower, the mat, and then...
She bought, like, artisanal dye as well.
Yeah, she got a dice, and then she also got the roll, which gave her... Let her pick anything under $10 or under. So, yeah.
I feel so bad for her. But then again...
I mean, she chose this.
She chose to do that.
And we're judging her. I'm not judging you.
Yeah,
I'm not.
It's your money.
But you know.
Oh,
What?
No, go on. Sorry.
What did you guys play for games? What else did you play? Kale, did you play anything?
I know
you...
I played Nier Automata. Yes. Oh, also, I got to see Markiplier, Jacksepticeye, and Auntie Donna, whoever they are.
Who the fuck is Auntie Donna?
Yeah, who cares about Auntie Donna, right? I swear, I only went there for Eduardo, and I was like, you know, you guys... they were funny, though, to be honest. They were funny.
That's good.
Yeah, I waved my lightsaber. I'm not sure if this will be interesting for the live cast. I hope it is. I hope I don't bore you guys. I'm so sorry. Don't be bored.
Just talk.
So I waved my lightsaber and when they were questioning people, and then they were like, you know, hey, there's a guy with a lightsaber, let's ask him a question. And I was like, oh, nope. And then I pointed to Eduardo and I'm like, you know, and then they were basically like, hey, this fucking idiot just gave away his question. Just waved his lightsaber to get a question and gave away his question. What a fucking idiot. Like, he literally announced that to the entire audience.
Oh, really? And,
yeah.
Oh, that's kind
of... Oh, no, they're mean. That's the entire point of the comedy. But yeah.
To call him an idiot?
Yeah, and they call others an clever. Idiot. Hey, it's really clever, actually.
They call Andres an idiot, too?
Oh, no, they call Eduardo... they call Eduardo legendary and me an idiot. I guess maybe it's because I'm... Oh, wait, no, I'm not going to say the A word. But anyway, so...
Ass?
Oh, no.
Maybe it's because I'm ass.
But yeah, did you guys cosplay for as anything?
No. I am poor and lack sewing skills.
Oh, I did a Jedi and Kirito. Did you guys see me?
You did Kirito? I'm so glad I didn't see you.
I saw a small child.
I don't
Kirito.
Know who that is.
Are you kidding? I did the best anime character in the world. Like seriously, when I went as a Jedi and when I went as the Arrow, nobody said anything. But when I went as Kirito, I literally heard more than 20 people individually go like, "Hey, it's Kirito! Hey, it's Kirito! Hey, can I take a picture with you, Kirito?" And I'm like, holy shit, this character is popular. Best character in the world, see? Okay, so
anime Boston's gonna be a great place for you.
Yep.
Yeah, dab. I'm okay. Dabbing.
Stop dabbing.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, sorry.
I played ukulele.
Oh, ukulele. Oh.
Without sound.
Without sound. For some reason, my demo did not have music.
You should have told the guy.
I didn't know. Because, like, I thought maybe the build just didn't have music or something, you know?
That makes sense.
I thought maybe they're like, you know, let's keep the good part for later, you know? I don't fucking know.
I swear, indie games were so... But the only good thing, almost the only good thing about PAX other than the panels this year.
The panels were still kind of lame.
The panels were also, yeah, they were lame.
Honestly, no. I went to Mass Effect, Jacksepticeye, Markiplier, and all of them were amazing. I loved them so much. I'm sorry, that's just my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so PAX, did you meet anyone in... Oh, Adam, did you...
You were
meet,
saying something.
Yeah, I was talking about ukulele.
Yeah.
So we played the build of ukulele. It had an ice level.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't impressed with ukulele. I guess
same.
We'll see... But where that goes, it felt very empty,
yep.
And like its art style wasn't really working with its environments. Maybe it'll just be for that section, but it looked very. We made these really cool looking characters and put them on like a generic Unity,
yep,
ice level one dot whatever the fucking file is. I don't know what it is for game development, but that's not my job too. It felt super underwhelming. It felt very empty. It felt very
bland.
I don't know if it'll stay like that.
Maybe it was something they just pumped out 4 packs.
Well, I mean, this game's coming out in a month, so
never mind.
So I don't think it's something they pumped out. No. This game's coming out in April 11th, I think, something like that. So, we'll see what happens. Maybe it'll join the ranks of other great Kickstarter games.
This is a Kickstarter?
Yeah, it's a Kickstarter game.
Oh, then no. It's going to be shit.
Hey, they're good Kickstarter games.
Mighty Number 9.
Mm-hmm. Adam and I saw, like, you saw the Witcher cosplay was amazing.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that later. Someone asked a question about cosplay.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, anyone else have anything to say about packs?
I competed in the Pokemon tournament.
Oh, yeah? How'd you do?
I got 3 rounds win before I got the living shit kicked out of me.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Did you enter the 12 and under?
No, that's for Monica. Oh. Yeah. Oh, shit. Hopefully she didn't hear that.
I said that joke to her face. So.
Yeah. I say it to her face all the time.
I immediately saw there was a 12 and under, and I was like, oh, Monica, are you middle this time on Sunday?
I was surprised I didn't see Monica there, but Monica,
she was doing her own thing.
Yeah.
I saw her for like 3 hours and then that was it.
She was a G Fuel.
Yeah, she was a G Fuel.
Oh my god.
Like, literally,
she had so much G Fuel.
She would have. At one moment, I thought she might as well have just like taken the whole like tank and like drained it all.
She probably would have.
Oh my god.
She did the safer way of doing it, taking her shaking cup, whatever the fuck it is, and going up, drinking it, going back.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She got a lot of G Fuel.
Overall, I'm surprised I didn't see Monica, but thank you. See, okay, in case you guys don't know, Adam and Monica are, like, Pokemon geniuses, and I have them to thank for trading me. Like, that way I actually got 2 wins before getting the living shit kicked out of me. That guy was using a trick room. What a bastard. Like,
yeah, that's standard.
That's not meta.
Especially with the Sinnoh deck.
Yeah. And he was using... Tapu Koko was someone else. But anyway... Oh, sorry.
Probably Tapu Lele. No, it's probably Tapu Fini. If they were a trick room.
I'm so sorry. I know you guys have stuff to say. I just want to say one last thing, and that is a tribute to... I forgot. Please cover for me while I quickly remember.
I have one last thing. It's really important. I have this tribute to... Oh, man. I don't fucking know. Why'd you put me on the spot like this? Any closing statements about PAX before we move on?
And bless the Twitch Prime Lounge.
Bless the Twitch Prime Lounge.
The Super Souls Bros. For you guys,
they're really
them.
Great.
They're Who are amazing.
They? Super Soul Brothers.
They're a band that played at PAX.
Oh, was that the band you went to go?
I was going to, but then they were on lunch break.
Oh, okay.
I know that we're supporting ourselves as Lifecast, but I just want to give a quick shout out to. Is that
Please
okay?
Do.
Like to the Super Soul Bros. Because
they're really great.
I
Check them
love
out.
Them
they're
so much.
Good.
Thank you for the autograph again, and thank you for the album that I bought from you guys. You guys are amazing. You guys think so too, right? I mean,
of course, they're incredible.
Yeah, and just thank you guys.
I haven't listened to them.
Oh, they're really cool.
I bought their entire album. If you wanna, I'll give them to you later. But
I have Spotify.
Huh? Aww.
Are they on Spotify?
I don't know if they're on Spotify. Oh.
But either way, they were just amazing, and thank you guys for letting me close with that. Unless you guys want to say something.
Was that your shout-out?
Yeah, that was my shout-out.
Sorry.
Okay.
Anything else about PAX?
See, you said tribute, and my mind went to dead people.
Yeah, I thought someone... I thought you met someone at PAX, and then they died.
And I was like, how the fuck did you forget someone who died?
The only thing that died was my heart when I tried to ask out 50 girls and hope
50?
One...
50?
All of them...
They're as bad as Nugget.
All of them either had girlfriends, were from another state...
Nugget was doing it for the joke.
Like, you
That's
know,
true.
Nugget wasn't doing it for the joke.
Out of all of that, no one was like available. Oh my god! Like, jeez, why? Okay, sorry.
Did they do the whole like, oh, they were alone, and then like boyfriend swooped in from out of fucking nowhere?
Oh, that happened with me 3 times. 2 out of those 3 times, I actually ran away before they could do anything. So there's that.
Holy shit.
Okay. Maybe my anime boss will go better for you.
I'll find someone one day. You'll see, guys.
You'll find your Asuna someday. You'll dress up as Kirito and you'll see Asuna.
Well, yeah, that'll be my pickup line. I actually did find an Asuna cosplayer, but she also had her boyfriend, so damn. I didn't even find out until I stalked her Facebook.
And wait, Kale.
Like,
how would you...
I went up to... Okay. But yeah,
next topic.
Yeah, that, I don't have anything else to say about PAX. It was bad.
It was horrible.
Jake encountered someone very interesting.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's probably not a story for us to tell.
Nope.
Wait, Jake got lucky?
No. It was just funny to watch, that's all.
Right. It was definitely a play-by-play moment.
Yeah. Shall we get into news? What's our time at, Petuti?
We are at 34 minutes.
Cool.
That's not bad.
Hey. All right. So, first piece of news, the Lawbreakers closed beta starts today. As of this recording, it is Thursday, March 16th. So, if you happen to go to PAX East, check in your little bag with garbage in it. You'll see an assortment of numbers that will unlock you the Lawbreakers closed beta. We'll see how that happens. If you do not have a code, you can still sign up for it in other places. We will definitely be playing that. We'll probably be streaming it at some point. I don't know if we're streaming it like tonight or tomorrow or Saturday.
It's
or Sunday.
Until Sunday.
Maybe we'll stream probably Saturday.
Maybe we'll stream it multiple times to make Diana happy. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
There's that bit of news. What is this piece of news? Mass Effect Andromeda.
Mm-hmm.
Its early access period started early. So the early period started early. It was originally supposed to come out on March 21st, but okay. If you bought it through, I believe, Origin, I do not know if it's consoles. Okay, so if you... It isn't coming up to the 21st yet.
Okay.
But if you're an EA Origin subscriber, or EA Access, whatever it is, it's different on different consoles, the name of it. You can play as of right now, like as of last night.
The full game?
I don't know if it's a full game. It's probably... It turns out... Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh.
It looks like it.
Oh.
And if you have the... If you don't have the game, you can play a 10-hour trial of it.
Oh.
Just right now.
That's a good chunk of time.
Yeah, you can pay $5 and you can play 10 hours of
That's
it.
That's not bad
However
at
you
all.
Want to.
Oh,
that,
shit.
That is not
With
bad.
The impending
I
snow,
I need to tell
it.
Eduardo he's going to have such a hard on. But anyway, go on.
Yeah, I actually might try
is,
that
Is
out.
The game good?
I don't know.
Do you like Mass Effect?
It came out last
I've
night.
I've never played Mass Effect.
I also never played Mass Effect.
It came out last night. There are no...
No reviews yet?
No reviews for it because the embargo...
Oh.
Is only... Like the only thing that people can write about currently is the first... So they gave developers a build that has, like, the multiplayer in it and, like, the first 10 hours, 5-10 hours of the game. That's the only thing they can talk about right now. Okay. They're still under NDA for everything else.
When is the embargo finished?
Knowing them, probably the 21st. PlayStation Plus has some new free games this month, as they do every month. This month it is Drawn to Death, which is a game that's actually releasing with PS Plus. It's a game by David Jaffe. You may know him as the dude who made all the God of War games.
Oh.
He is making it looks like a third person. It's been so long since this game has been announced, I kind of forget. It's a third person shooter. And it has this weird, like, drawn aesthetic to it, where everything looks drawn and like notebook style. Yeah, that's coming out. What else? Oh, it's just the first one. Okay, so that's the only one that's actually been announced so far.
Oh,
yeah. So you'll be able to get your hands on that starting in April.
Stop dabbing.
Oh.
Fire Emblem Heroes.
What about
launched a new feature last night.
Yep.
It was.
You can give other units abilities.
Yes.
Right.
But like it's like kind of limited.
Yes.
So say, if you have an extra few Hectors lying around, and you want to give people distant counter and make them all really good units, you can do that. So, yeah, there's that. Yeah, you can take the abilities that your units already have, and you can pass them on to your other units to make them super units and give everyone distant counter.
You need to have a little bit more SP than normal, though, and it doesn't work with all abilities.
Yes, the first thing I tried to do last night
was give Takumi dance.
Yeah, I unfavorited my Olivia, and I said, bye, Olivia. And I put Takumi there, and I put Olivia there, and I tried to pass on the dancing ability to Takumi, and it just said, can't. Oh. Like, not even, like, this isn't compatible. I just, in the right corner, just said, can't.
In all fairness, I think dance is actually locked to female units only in the games.
Oh, is it?
I think that's
But what if I try to give it to Camilla, then? Hold on.
That could potentially work.
Let's see.
I know that the dancer class is limited to females only, just like how the villager class is male only, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, we are going to try this right now live. The live cast. Quick, people say things while it loads.
You are the ocean's great waves, destined to dab.
Damn.
If Azura ever fucking dabbed in my game, I'd cry.
Alright, so let's
uninstall immediately.
I'm very close to uninstalling after last night. I found out there are two final levels to that game of Conquest, and you can't save in between them.
Oh, right, that one.
And they're really fucking hard. And I think that since my units are so low leveled, I'm just gonna have to look up how the game ends and hop into Revelations.
I still, like, support my feet. I'm not gonna back down. Azura is still bae, but she's a casual bae. She can't cook.
She sucks.
Azura is waifu, but she's casual waifu.
She's a bad waifu.
She's a filthy casual waifu.
The only waifu in that game is Kagero.
Who's Kagero?
Exactly.
Oh. Look up a picture of Kagero.
Well, I know Sakura's an okay waifu.
Sakura's like 12.
Oh. Hi. But then again, you can...
This is Kagero. For our non-video viewers,
but to be fair, I mean, you can marry...
Bikes came up when I searched Kagero.
You can marry anyone. You can marry your sister, your brother,
That's Kagero.
When you zoomed out, it just cut off her head, and it was just tits.
Oh, man. Tits. Look at those boobs. Oh,
man. She's more than just a pair of boobs, Kale.
She's a really good unit.
Well, she's a pretty face, too. I'll give her that.
She's also extremely deadly.
She got an hourglass figure. Damn. I think I want to change who I want to marry now. Yeah.
Sorry.
Heart. Persona 4 song. Heartbreak. Okay, I'll stop.
Okay, wow, that's good. Okay, all right, I'm not even mad about veterans. It's exclusive to this unit only.
Okay.
See, so when I try to pass on dance, it says this skill cannot be inherited because it's an exclusive skill.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So no one else can dance, unfortunately.
Unless you have another dancer who already knows dance.
They can dance twice, but still only have one turn. So you're just giving them, you're just wasting an ability slot. So yeah, there's that. And also, go get your free fucking orbs. There's like a million of them.
Yep.
That's a lot.
You can get a lot of good summons.
And then you probably know more about this than me, Pat. But what? Dungeons & Dragons is finally getting its own companion app.
Yes.
Just to go into depth, because
I sent the link in our TLC D&D.
Did you even read it?
There's not that much info about it.
Okay.
It's just Wizards is... combining efforts with Curse, like the modding and
the thing that wouldn't get off my laptop.
Yes. Technically it still isn't, I just disabled it from starting up.
Whoa.
And they're creating a official D&D app which will have, from what I saw, a way to just create character sheets right there and then.
Okay.
And
it sounds convenient.
Yeah.
That seems very convenient.
Okay.
I think he'll have, like, sound stuff.
Like, honestly, even if it's just, like, an interactive character sheet, that's, like, so good.
That's, like, a main feature I would
look for. I don't
have
to remember to take my character sheet with me.
I mean, I found that Google Docs thing we use.
Mine didn't fill out all the way, but my laptop's also a piece of shit.
Sorry about your piece of shit laptop.
That's fine. I have a much better computer, it's just not portable.
It's portable.
You could try.
I mean, like, it's small.
Yeah.
You can, like, just try.
It's portable.
It's heavy,
there you go. That's all I have for news.
Oh.
Okay, you got questions now?
I got questions.
I also have one question.
Okay. Let's start with this. Well, why don't we start with yours, because you only have one, and then we won't have to go back and forth.
Okay.
My phone.
Your pahon.
My pahon.
My pahon.
It got really cold in this room.
Maybe it's because the wall is exposed.
But, like, it wasn't cold in here, like, 30 minutes ago.
Maybe because the air turned on.
Fucking, oh, did why? It?
Yeah, you hear the humming?
Oh, we have air now.
But I don't want cold air.
Okay, ready?
No.
Oh. All right. How about now?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever played an instrument, and if you could be great at one, what would it be?
Oh.
But that's the question I have here.
But if you could play an instrument...
Who's yours from?
Mine's from Andy.
Mine's from Lujan. Are
any of you guys musicians, like, do y'all play any instruments?
Oh, I play a harmonica. Sorry. You guys want to go first?
You've already started.
You already started.
Sorry,
go.
It's just on my channel, Zone Music 5, I actually make anime harmonica covers, and yeah, I'm still making them.
Oh, God.
That's why I have
the
snowball mic for
it.
It's actually really good. I'm actually a really good player. I can play any song. I just need maybe 2 days to learn it at most. And yeah.
Okay. Can you do Cower Planes or whatever that song is?
Can you do the Xenoblade Chronicles melody for me?
I haven't heard of it, but of course I can do it easily. But yeah, I also me and Eduardo bought $20 ocarinas from PAX, and we wanna.
Yeah, he was very excited about that.
Those
I ran
are
into
so
him.
Cool.
He's like, I bought an ocarina. I don't know why I bought an ocarina. But I bought an ocarina now.
That's
sorry.
A very Eduardo
how about
sentence.
You guys? Yeah. Do you guys play instruments?
I play Guitar Hero.
Oh yeah. Oh, I suck at it, but yeah.
I played alto saxophone.
Ooh, that's sexy. Go on. Sax. That's sexy. Oh.
Wow, what a great place to end it.
No, go on.
No.
I attempted several instruments, but I can't play most of them.
Yeah.
So I sing instead.
Can any... Oh, you sing?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You can allow your ears to have two turns.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good skill to have.
I am Azura. I had blue hair at one point.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... we'll talk about dying hairs another time, because you need to die, get it.
Why do you want me to die?
Oh.
I mean, I've done it before. It's
seriously,
right now.
In the Blizzard panel, I've heard everyone pointing towards Reaper, and the first thing they said was, Edgelord, die. Oh, sorry, go on. Hi.
All right, I have some questions. All right, I'll start from this one from Andy. Are any of you guys musicians? Like, do y'all play any instruments?
I played the xylophone for a little bit.
I played the keyboard, and by that I mean I would put on a cool setting and then smash on it for a few minutes, and then I'd be like, man, I'm so good at this. I'd leave.
I play the strings to your heart. Now come over here so we can have some fun.
Where is here?
Yeah, where's
you
here?
Didn't give a location.
I'll come to coordinates -62.0344421.
Well, right.
I'm only giving you half of them.
Well, you gotta figure out the other half.
I'm giving you the longitude.
Your turn.
What was the question?
Can't make up another answer.
It's the same question.
Oh, it's the same exact question? I tried learning the piano.
Wait, okay. I also played the flute, but it was too long for my arms. I couldn't actually hold the whole thing when I was playing it at the time, and they wouldn't give me a shorter version. So I could only play 2/3 of my flute.
Why didn't they give you a shorter version?
Because it's distributed through the school,
and
it was slim pickings.
Oh, okay.
I have a question here that says, not a question, it's more of a demand, or just a statement.
From Andy again?
Yeah, it's the lack of punctuation is really confusing me.
Okay.
And
it just says, favorite month of the year. He's not asking us, he's just telling us, favorite month of the year.
Is that a question? Should we answer?
Yes.
Okay.
He's demanding that we answer it.
Well, we shall not negotiate with terrorists. Ha ha ha. Oh, okay.
I'm going to say May.
Oh.
Same.
Oh, because I get it. Because Dongzhu, Bu-Xing-Zhao.
Dongzhu?
Yeah, Overwatch May.
Yeah, that's
seriously, there were so many hot Overwatch Mays and packs. Okay, why May though?
Because it's like not terribly hot. But it's just nice enough.
Also, maybe it's a May good month for weather.
Wow, what a great place to end it.
I also like October.
Oh, that's
October
my
is my answer, I think. Because I'm allergic to May.
Obviously, because it's
like
my
May
birthday.
Because it's my birthday.
Yeah, that's why.
I don't like January because it's my birthday because it's fucking cold.
Aww.
I like October because I really love Halloween. Yeah. Like, it's without a doubt my favorite holiday.
Oh yeah.
Like, I fucking love Halloween.
Because we can dress up as whoever. I still remember when you dressed up as that artist guy. You were so cute. Oh my god.
Thank you.
Bob Ross.
Thank you. That's not because I just love the fucking. I just love the look of Halloween.
Yeah. It's such an aesthetically pleasing
month.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
And a shit
October
ton of
is great. And May's great, too.
And, like, October is, like, it's cool, but, like, you don't need a winter coat yet.
Yeah.
Like, you can go out in a
light
jacket.
It's just the right temp.
Yeah. Like, I went out in a fucking dress shirt, and it was perfect.
Yeah.
It's all I needed.
So, any other questions?
You didn't answer that one.
Huh? Oh.
spoiler to the next question.
Maybe I don't want to answer that because maybe it might be May.
It's May?
Yeah, it's
May. All right, everybody cool. likes May. I feel like I'd like May if
it's
I wasn't
gonna
allergic
be
to trees.
May.
Oh.
Wow, what a great place to end it.
Oh, I love you.
Next question from another Andy. And this one just states that y'all eat ass.
Oh, who's once first?
What?
Well, who's ass first?
What?
Wait,
what?
No, it's you all eat ass.
The next
first.
Question.
Next question.
Kennedy asks, what was the biggest hidden gem of PAX?
Perception.
You answer first.
I'm gonna say Blizzard. It's like they were in the corner, you know? Like, man, they brought a lot of really fun games for us all to play.
Totally.
Yeah, I have to say Blizzard. It was very hidden.
I wasn't expecting what they brought.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it either.
Nope. I'm really mad there wasn't an exclusive skin for PAX. It would have been so easy. Just give a code.
Yeah.
That's it. Put it in the swag bag.
That's actually so true. That would be so nice. Like
right?
A purple color round.
Kind of like how League used to do it.
That was what I was thinking about. I was like, I don't even like League, but they at least weren't scummy.
Yeah.
Overwatch, why couldn't you have been better at PAX this year?
I just didn't get it because it's like last year when PAX was happening, Overwatch wasn't out yet. And like it's their newest game. Get people to play it.
Wait.
Give us free
last
stuff.
PAX, wasn't Overwatch out? The PAX before that, Overwatch.
No. Overwatch came out at the end of May last year.
It wasn't out. I think it was in beta still.
Oh. It was beta the following week.
Because.
You know, it was beta your birthday week.
Because I remember one of the things that I wanted to do last PAX was play Overwatch, and people were like, it's coming out in like a month, don't bother.
Because
the line was super long.
Yeah.
Heroes never die.
Because we played it my first PAX.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it was
there 2 years in a row.
Yeah, it was there 2 years in a row. That was the first day I ever played McCree.
Aww.
First time I ever played Overwatch, I picked McCree.
I picked Reaper, I think.
Lame.
I picked Soldier because he's easy for everyone. Please say it, the L word.
What?
Lame.
Yeah, lame. Thanks, Adam. Hey, Sydney?
I mean...
What?
Oh, who's the first Overwatch character you picked?
I think Pharah.
Oh. Oh, right. I was, like, you were in PS4, on the PS4, and I was like, oh, you're playing Pharah, and you were like, oh, yeah, that way I don't have to aim. And then we would laugh, like, ah, yeah, something like that. Okay.
Alright.
So, thanks for telling me.
Were there any games you thought would have been at PAX, but weren't?
I don't know what was coming out.
That Hearthstone expansion you were talking about?
Jedi 2 and Goro?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking they would have remembered that, but... I was really, really banking on Fulbright Games to be there.
Who?
I really, really desperately wanted to play Tacoma.
That was that game I couldn't remember. And I thought it was Hello Neighbor.
Hello
Neighbor. And then when we walked past it, you're like, this game's been out for a year.
Yeah. I've been talking about Tacoma for a while now on this podcast. I was really hoping they'd show up.
Oh, wait. Tacoma?
Tacoma.
Oh, I'll look that up later.
All right.
But yeah, I'm with Sydney on this one, because like, it's not really game, but Overwatch, like, I feel like they could have done more. At least easily given a purple, like, super rare costume for
anything.
Anything at all. I was
literally anything.
I wanted Overwatch goodies. Instead, I had to wait in line for stuff I can buy online.
I would have even accepted a free Symmetra costume.
I wouldn't have ripped it in front of you. I'd be like, fuck you.
But again,
like, give it to Tracer. You already like Tracer a lot.
But yeah, PAX, I'm sorry, but you messed it up with Overwatch. You could have done more Overwatch and Blizzard.
Could have done literally anything except sell things.
You could have done something.
Yeah.
But instead you didn't.
Instead of you just brought a website to the fucking place.
And no shipping and handling.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Instead, you pay it in waiting in a long-ass fucking line.
Oh my god. Anyway, so go on.
We got a question from Greg. It says, what video game character would most easily hold a steady job? I have two answers for this one.
A steady job.
I got two answers for this one. The first one, I have the Animal Crossing villager.
Okay.
Because he would absolutely hold a steady job very well. He's a very responsible human being. The things he does are just basically out of the kindness of his heart. Aww. Like, he goes fossil hunting, he gives them there, he is fishing, he's a very kind individual that likes monotonous tasks. Like, he loves doing that shit. So I think he'd hold the job very well. And then my second answer is Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
I think Nathan Drake would hold the job very well.
Because he has unbelievable luck, that's what I'm going.
Yeah, he's got absurdly good luck. You know, he likes filling out paperwork. Yeah, we found out in Uncharted 4. he'd hold the job well.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd become like a museum curator.
Yeah.
After retiring.
Definitely. He'd be really good, and he'd put costumes on and stuff, and he'd entertain all the kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, he'd be really good.
I have one objection to it, although it's
Nathan Drake?
Yeah. Although it's a minor, very slight objection. Like, he's so hot that like the ladies, like, you know, might...
he's married.
Let's move on. Yay.
Oh, yeah,
I haven't played that.
She hasn't played it yet.
I haven't played it yet, but I assume that was happening.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Phoenix Wright.
Phoenix Wright, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he has held the job for a long time, so I guess he would be good at it.
Oh, objection.
Nicole. Overruled.
Oh, yay, Dab.
I'm trying to think of like an actual answer for this now.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Who would hold a steady job? Well, like, what kind of job?
Any job, I guess.
How about
Soul because, like, the hitman guy, he has really steady work as a hitman.
not if you look at my account. He does a horrible job.
How about Soldier 76? Although, like, you know, he'd suffer from...
I mean, he gets the job done as a soldier.
Too much PTSD, maybe?
That's not part of the question. The jobs could entail as much PTSD as you'd like them to.
Yeah.
Oh, but he could start freaking out and shooting everyone in his workplace, you know? Like, okay.
I mean, if his job is to be a soldier, then he's holding
then
that
he's doing it.
He's doing it.
Good point. But that's the thing.
He'll get PTSD if he comes back to...
Greg, be more specific about your questions. Like, what kind?
This isn't a live.
Is anyone of
this isn't a live podcast.
Alive?
Greg can't answer us right now.
Marcus Phoenix is alive, and I think that's about it.
He probably like a nice steady job, one that's free of locusts.
Yeah, no, Marcus Phoenix. That man's in hiding. He's not doing any jobs. No one's been through a harder life than fucking Marcus Phoenix.
How about a Smash character?
The villager.
Yeah,
he said the villager.
Ness would run a nice lemonade stand.
You know what?
Yeah. He'd be real good at that.
Lucas would be his partner.
He can't say no for an answer. He'd just be like, can I have a lemonade? Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and that would be it.
Corrin?
No.
Zelda? Oh, I mean Link?
I mean, they're both in Smash.
Yeah, they're both in Smash. Either. All I can think of.
What's our next question?
Question, or do you guys want to?
I don't really have another answer. I didn't need to rush. Sorry about that. Right.
Now we have three questions from Colin.
Oh, shit.
Cool.
Colin?
He said, the first question is, what was your favorite cosplay from PAX?
Good guys first.
Mine was 100% Maul's Geralt. He's done it a lot in the past, but he did it again, and it's still really good.
I didn't really... I saw a lot of cosplays, but, I saw a couple of them where I was like, they looked really good, and then I got closer and they started to look worse. So honestly, I'm gonna give it to that Samus that we ran into in the elevator, because that looked really good, and like I could tell that that had a lot of effort put into it.
Yeah,
like it still looked like it was handmade, but like it was really, it was polished, and it had lights, which was nice.
I'll pull up both of the cosplays. Here's the Geralt one that I was talking about.
He's Ooh. Not the one who had a receding hairline.
Shit, that's some good shit.
Okay.
That's some really good shit.
And Samus is also in here.
Oh, how about the Nier Automata 2B? Because, like, she was so great for obvious reasons.
Yes, which you've talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's Samus.
Ooh. Oh. Oh, well, oh.
Sorry for you audio listeners. I'm showing you. It's very unfortunate.
Wow, it's so it's kind of distorted, but props to the light and everything.
Yeah, right? It's real cool.
Hey.
They look really.
What about you guys? I know you said 2B. What about you, Pat?
Just because he put so much effort, I really like that Yar, the sack boy. That looked like, come on, that looked like he put so
that
much
was
effort.
So frightening,
yeah,
though.
But it's also horrifying.
It's so scary.
Look how much effort it looks like he put into that, though.
Pat, I'm not going to lie. That doesn't look like a whole lot of effort. That looks like a lot of felt.
It doesn't look like a lot.
I liked Plank.
I also liked Plank. Oh, I hugged Plank.
I forgot about
and
Plank.
Plank did not run away from me screaming. I just ran up to Plank and hugged Plank.
All right, fuck Sackboy Plank.
Okay. And it wasn't even like a good Plank. This motherfucker was just had a box.
It was just a box that said Plank.
It was just a box.
Oh, there was also a lot of cardboard bastions this year. Like,
oh yeah, I didn't see any.
I didn't see any bastions.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh shit, there was like this bastion who was like made out of cardboard, and you know he tried to show that by making beep boop noises like, rah, 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 and I'm like, oh, what are you? I'm Bastion. Oh, okay, you fucking scrub. sorry. E. What's the say? Anyone else?
Next question from Colin is favorite booth of PAX. I'm gonna go and say Blizzard. I think Blizzard really nailed it this year yet again. Like I know only a few moments ago I said it was the best hidden gem at PAX, but it was also my favorite thing at PAX. No. I got to hand it out to Blizzard. I think they really killed it.
I'm so sorry, Adam, but I'm gonna have to fight you for that.
Yeah, that was sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
Oh, hi.
Yep.
Honestly, I'm going to give it to Square Enix because they had something that Nintendo had last year that Nintendo did not have this year. And that was that you could walk in and nobody yelled at you.
Yeah. Nintendo's like fucking Fort Knox.
I really fucking hated Nintendo this year. Yeah. They didn't have any 3DS stuff and you had to wait in line to get into the area. Which was like, you get a hat or a pin, which is like, that's cool and all, but it's like, last year you could just walk in and play games, and hug Kirby, and take pictures of Kirby.
True. Yeah, I forgot that they had actual people there you could take pictures with, too.
Yeah. And then this year, it was like, you walk by, and it's like, why is everything red?
Yeah.
And really uninviting looking.
Yeah.
Shout out to Square Enix for having an open space.
With the Twitch Lounge cameras a booth?
That's not a booth. That's a room.
That's not a booth. That's a hat.
Oh.
Perception. Just for Eleanor.
probably Perception, I guess.
Perception was the real hidden gem of, like, PAX. Other than that, everything else was, like, fucking casual and fucking scrum. So, yeah.
And finally, from Colin, if you had your own panel at PAX, what would it be about? The one that mine would be about is the thing that we applied to at Anime Boston to see if we can get approved or not. we'll let you know in upcoming weeks if it does happen. I'll leave that one a secret for now.
Oh, Sydney?
I don't know. Probably puppies, but they'd get overwhelmed.
Just have puppies and packs.
Oh, how about video game puppies? Like, you just dress them up in Soldier 76 and, like, you know, wear make puppy costumes for them.
Cosplay puppies.
Cosplay puppies. Eh?
I don't know.
That would be adorable. Although, you'd have to find some way to keep them from getting out. But
that'd be really difficult.
For a simple fence would be able to do, because they're only puppies, but yeah. Sorry.
Honestly, I feel like I'd walk around with just like a box of fruit and just like hand it to random people.
That'd be your panel?
Yeah.
Hello, I have
Well, I thought you meant a booth.
No.
Oh, no, a panel.
Oh,
you had your own panel of packs.
Oh, my gosh, a panel?
Yeah.
Oh.
I still stand by fruit.
you just have an entire room and you just
shucking
fruit at people.
No, you walk around with a little fruit stand.
Oh, we can give people katanas and they can do fruit ninja. Although they might accidentally slice each other, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lot of liability.
Just like they wouldn't let you bring your bow in, they won't let people bring katanas in.
Oh, sorry, go on.
What are you guys?
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't even have a panel.
Riveting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Kale?
It's Kale finds a girlfriend panel. I'd just be me making activities.
Well, episode 54. Now that we are done with questions, has now come to a wrap.
Thanks.
Anybody have any final closing statements? Speak now.
Wow, what a great
place
to end it.
It's not a great place to end it.
No?
No. It's a bad place to end it, but we're doing it anyway. We will be back next week with things that are not PAX related or things that are PAX related.
And with Deanna.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't even talk about what games we played. Do we even want to do that? How long are we at?
I played Perception.
We're only at an hour and 4 minutes.
Yeah, do we want to do that?
What games did you play?
I played Zelda. I'm getting to a point where I don't like it as much.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, like not at PAX. Okay.
Yeah, no, not at PAX, just in general.
I love them so much.
Yeah, we'll do that.
How
sorry,
about both?
Deanna, we did this out of order, and we forgot to do a thing, but we still got the fucking time limit. So fuck you and your criticism. Zelda. And yeah, I'm getting to a point where it's overstaying its welcome.
How so?
I don't know how much longer I can just take 45 minutes to look for a shrine, find a shrine, and have it potentially be another guardian fight. It's kind of losing its charm of me just exploring because of, like, the later sections that I'm in right now, it's just a lot of climbing, and it feels like it's mostly climbing. I feel like I've been climbing for the past 20 hours. It's at a point where it's kind of losing its spark with me, but we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. I hope that won't be me soon. I'm sorry. Damn, really?
Yeah.
I always thought it would last forever because it's such a great game.
Yeah, it is.
It is a good game.
I didn't think it would be like that for me soon. I hope
it's a lot of climbing.
Talk a little louder. Sorry. I mean, I didn't think it like be like for that for me too soon. Okay, you want to end it now?
That's like the only thing I had time to play, really.
Yeah. I played Night in the Woods. A little bit of it. I haven't finished it.
How's that?
I really like it so far. I wasn't sure if I was gonna like it. Like, I figured I was gonna enjoy it, but, like, not really feel invested in it and just be like, this is a game that I can play besides Overwatch. But, I really enjoy it. It's questionable at times because it's very accurate to real life. Okay. Because just, like, some of the dialogue choices you hear, it's just, like, it stings because somewhere in your own personal life you heard somebody say that to you.
Oh.
Yeah, like, there's a small section without spoiling anything. This is what I sent you the other day. You're standing in front of a mirror and you're getting ready for a party. And it's, there are two dialogue options that you can pick. And it's, I hate people or people hate you.
Oh.
And it's, like, an internal thing that, and you have to pick them. But it's, like, little things like that where it's, like, I've thought that before. Mm-hmm. That really fucking sucks that this is here,
mm-hmm.
but also really cool. I'm interested to keep going, because, like, it's just very real, but not real because you're a cat. And there are also people with pet cats in the world.
Splatoon was amazing. I can't wait to play with you guys.
That'll be a lot of fun. That test fire happens in, like, 2 weeks now, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because it's so much fun, and I just can't wait to have fun with my friends, which is you guys. But, yeah.
That test fire is next week, actually.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, anytime.
Hey, but yeah, Splatoon 2 was amazing. Mario Kart.
Talk louder.
Oh, sorry. Splatoon 2 was amazing, but Mario Kart, not so much, really.
Yeah, it's like, kind of Mario Kart.
Mario Kart's Mario Kart. It's
getting the same thing again and again. I'm starting to feel like Nintendo is getting lazy with it. Like, at least with Zelda, they switch it up, and it's an amazing game.
Yeah.
Hey. Sorry, anything you guys want to close with?
That's all I played.
I mean, I only played, besides the usual Overwatch we play, I played Zelda, and I'm stuck on one boss.
Oh, you have a
strategy. I beat on my first try, Pat. You have played.
You have, like, how many hearts?
13.
Which you could get if you explored.
Yeah, which you could have got.
Oh, I'm getting the Master Sword first before you. You guys already have Master Sword.
I don't own the game.
He already has it. I don't. Master Sword.
Well, my Master Sword is bigger than yours.
It's probably gonna be the same one.
It's gonna be the same one.
I want my Master Sword so bad. I'm working. Why are the shrines?
Play hard mode.
Wait. No, don't play hard mode.
Play hard mode.
Yeah, well, wow. Wait, Pat, is hard mode really fun? You've been stuck on a boss for the past how fun is that?
And?
I chose normal. I can't remember. Is there
There's
easy?
No difficulty.
There's no difficulty.
You just start.
You handicap yourself.
You just do.
Wait, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Just, what's hard mode?
Pat isn't doing
I'm handicapping myself.
All you have to do is just use shitty weapons and stuff?
No.
He's just not doing anything.
I think Greg is trying an all stamina run. But, yeah. He'll do the heart thing so we can get the Master Sword and then switch right back.
Yeah.
I want the Master Sword so bad. Oh, which, go on. Oh.
That's it.
That was anything. The sentence.
You were the only one talking.
Sorry. But yeah, the shield, I have to get stamina for that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so wait.
Wait, do you need stamina for the shield?
How do I get the shield?
I don't know. I actually haven't looked into
it. I'm going to have to look at it. Memories, there we go.
Well, you need memories to get the shield?
No, memories were for something else, right? Memories
probably.
Memories for the old outfit
the two
wears.
Oh, yeah. That looks so nice. I want to wear that ASAP. Thank you so much. But
that's all I got to say.
Oh, who is the most... If you were Link, who would you... because we know there's a lot of girls going after Link. You know, we've got... who's that girl? Mipha, there we go. The fish girl. And then, like, there's a lot... Who would you choose? Who would you go for?
Who's the Gerudo waifu? I'd go for the Gerudo waifu.
Who's
Gerudo? Because the Gerudo.
Oh, I'm guessing...
Is that the princess you're talking about?
No.
I forget her name. I forgot as well, but either way, I should probably play a lot more before I bring that up. Sorry about that.
I forget her name.
How long do I have to wait before they respawn the stop? Like the shop stocks up on arrows again. By the way,
I don't know actually.
Because it seems like they keep running out, and when I go back, I expect them to have arrows, but they never have any arrows.
Yeah, exactly.
I keep confusing the Gerudos and the Gorons whenever you're talking.
Yeah, it's her.
And so I was imagining like a rock person.
I don't know her name, but it's her. She's the waifu.
Thick rock.
She's the waifu.
Well, that's what I was like.
Oh
wow, yeah.
The waifu.
I don't play this game.
Personality wise or appearance wise?
She's fucking kick ass.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. But yeah.
So are the Gerudos people?
Yes.
Okay.
I hope you get a Switch soon, but don't press yourself.
I'm not getting a Switch.
Sorry.
At all. That's a personal choice.
Oh, that's good.
I don't play Zelda.
Or, or Mario Kart.
I didn't either, but look, here I am.
Pat, you didn't buy it, though. Your grandmother bought it for you.
You're right.
Wait, the entire Switch?
Yeah.
Wow, you lucky bastard. Well, no, sorry.
Me and my two brothers, so.
How does that work if there are only two Joy-Cons?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
There's three of you.
Yeah.
How?
You can't all play together.
How's Gizmo gonna play?
Then you'd need four.
You can buy more.
Yeah, but
and also 1-2 Switch is just a two-player game.
Why isn't on 1-2-3 Switch?
It's a good question.
I don't know. Ask the Nintendo devs.
I can't. They're grouchy now.
They are.
They're all corporate and boring.
They did a good job this time.
They're all butthurt because PAX was
the
shit.
The Switch is basically the 3DS, the Wii U, and the the Wii U and the Wii all combined.
Did you see the motion thing that it can do?
The
people were doing it last night. Though, if you play, what is it? People got their early copies of World of Goo, which required Wii Motion, like the sensor bar.
Oh, damn.
And they found a way to replicate that Wii Motion without a sensor at all, and it's really fucking cool.
That's
really
The Switch has so much potential. I can't wait for the other game. Oh, there's gonna be another Skyrim game for it, right?
Just Skyrim.
I thought they were just porting Skyrim.
They're just porting Skyrim. They won't let Skyrim die.
Bethesda.
They're making Morrowind though.
Bethesda really wants.
Bethesda.
Hi.
All right, what a great place to end it.
Wow, what a great place to end it.
Next week with episode 64.
Yee. Love you guys.
Uh huh.
That's not them, but you guys.
Bye.
You guys.
Bye.
Are great. Bye.
Bye. Bye.